Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. The government has completed a wide-ranging compensation policy for the public service. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller made the disclosure during her keynote address at the Jamaica Civil Service Association's 95th Annual General Meeting at the Jamaica Conference Center last week.
We decided we needed to develop an instrument that determines how we pay public sector workers for the work they do. Rest assured, then, that you'll be hearing more about this reclassification and the new regime when it is put in place.
She has assured public sector workers that government will be seeking every opportunity within the context of wage restraint to do what it can to enhance their welfare.
If you're ready, I gave instructions to the NHT that when they are building an area suitable for public servants, there should be an allocation. I think it is important that whatever we can do, given your sacrifice for this country, we should do it.
In addition, the Prime Minister says representation will be made to the Land Ministry on behalf of public sector workers.
I am sure if we could get some land dedicated to public servants, apart from what they gave up, they will be able to be earning something else to supplement what they gave up in the interest of their fellow men and women in this country.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also thanked the sector for the sacrifice in agreeing to a wage restraint until 2015 and for their service, dedication, and hard work. Cabinet has given an approval for an overhaul of the jury system. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says drafting instructions have been issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel for the preparation of the required legislation.
Some of the proposed reforms are: employees summoned for jury duty are to be protected from the loss of their employment. Jury lists are to be derived from the voters and TRN lists. A reduction in the categories of persons who are exempt from jury duty. The jury stipend is to be increased.
Senator Faulkner says the penalty for refusing to perform jury duty will also be increased, and the hours for which jury summons can be served is to be extended. The information minister was addressing journalists Wednesday at a Jamaica House media briefing. And Senator Faulkner also announced that Professor of Political Sociology at the University of the West Indies, Anthony Harriott, has been appointed as the third commissioner for the Tivoli Commission of Inquiry. Professor Harriott will join retired Chief Justice and former Attorney General of Barbados, Sir David Simmons QC, and retired Judge of the Court of Appeal of Jamaica, Justice Hazel Harris, as commissioners. The professor is also Director of the Institute of Criminal Justice and Security and Head of the Department of Government at the Mona Campus of the UWI. He replaces Velma Hilton QC, who in March wrote to the Governor General asking to be recused from appointment to the membership of the commission. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.